everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Shoe Podcast, the only sneaker podcast that is part of the Old Navy Back to School sale. I'm your co-host, Ryan Landry.
I'm your co-host, Tanner Young.
They got the deals right now if you need them.
Really? Old Navy? It's the place to be?
Hey, I guess uniforms, huh? Sponsor the show. Don't say too much. It was a joke. Don't say too much. Right. They're going to get free ad time here.
Yeah. If we say it three times, then it becomes an ad.
Did they show up in the room? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. So. Let me tell you what. We went to Target recently. That was a mistake because...
But you segue it from one big brand to another? Yeah. Go ahead. What's your Target story?
If you don't place them out, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
You got to let them know that we're actual shoppers so that they believe it. That's right. Back to school was in full swing. And I was my goodness. It was crazy. Cute folders, though.
Oh, did you get a folder?
Yeah. Boogie needed one.
Okay, got you. I thought you were doing something in a folder. I was like, what are you doing with a folder in the year of our Lord 2023? What are you filing, huh?
Yeah, I guess if you really think about it, manila folders are just adult school supplies.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong about that.
Thank you.
Man, I had stuff that I was going to segue into. Oh, when I used to work in the mall, back to school was the worst time, maybe on par with Black Friday, if not worse. Because everyone comes in, it's just slammed, you know, for everyone that doesn't know, I worked at the Gap Kids, and so everyone, you know, most of the time you're dealing with the parents, right, because the kids do not have the funds to be shopping for themselves, and they might bring the kids in to try stuff on, but back to school time was like, for sure the kids are coming in, and everyone's got to try everything on, because it's like, kids be growing. I know you were this size last year, but what size are you now? We got to try everything. Yeah. Worst time. Yeah, if I could call out sick, it would be during back to school time. I would work time. Black Friday for sure.
I was wondering, I was like, why would people be going to the mall for back to school? But I forget in like public schools, there's a uniform, but you can wear like whatever. You just got to have khakis or whatever it is.
Yeah. And the polos too.
Polos too?
I don't know about nowadays. In my time, it was polos.
I know we went to the same high school. Was your middle school, you had to get a specific uniform from a specific place?
Okay. Yeah. We went to similar middle schools as well. So, yeah.
Yeah. It was, there you go.
Though I think I remember in high school, we all had uniform shoes that you had to wear. But in middle school, you could still, you know, wear whatever shoes you wanted to wear. And that got me to thinking, Tanner.
Ooh.
How did the shoes from our childhood age, would we still wear them? Uh-oh. He's flowing. Ooh. Get this boy off the mic. In today's episode, we are going to look back at five, maybe six, of the most memorable shoes from our childhood and see if they stood the test of time. Maybe would we still wear them? If these shoes came out today in our sizes, would we cop them? Would we be wearing them? Now, the listeners don't know, but we obviously do. When you got to look at this list, how many of these rang a bell with you and brought back the flooding waves of nostalgia, you might say?
Almost all of them. Okay. Almost all of them. There is one that I, from reading the name, I don't know. So maybe getting a visual to it, we'll come back. But if we're counting six, which I would say it's six shoes. Yeah. It's in the name.
It's there.
Five out of the six I was like very much aware of.
Okay. Got you. So we'll go ahead and start getting into them. Before we do that, this is our time to remind everyone that if you're listening to the audio version on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, you can watch it on Spotify, or you can join us on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/@shoepodcast to get the visuals of everything going on right now, because without you might lose a lot of the context here. But
there you go. But we're everywhere.
We are everywhere, and wherever we are, you should be following us or subscribed if you're not already. Takes a second. Greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, we might be everywhere, but my favorite place is in you.
I'm going to clip that. We're going to see. I'm going to find something to do with that later. All right.
There you go.
Let's go ahead and start getting into them. The first shoe that we have on the list here is the British Knights Ratch Tech, which for most of them, we won't have it. But for these, since the image has it, these retailed for the price of $60. Man, you know what would have been great? I'll call it out on ourselves on the show here. Would have been great to find out the retail price at the time and then adjust for inflation. I don't know if you want to Google in the background. I'll put you on the spot for it.
Could do a quick.
So for anyone
clickety-clackety, you don't.
That may not be familiar with these, tennis shoes that have as you may have guessed from the name, ratchet technology on the side of them, where you could basically like put your foot in these and like strap it in and go like that. The sound of these is like a, it's like a Pavlovian, like the dogs with the bell and they start salivating. You hear that rash yeah. tech and you're like, is it the first day of school all over again? You know?
Really, if anything, I love the keychain attachment.
The little extras that come with it
could fit perfectly in the bottom of that sole.
Oh, it does. It does look like you could just snap that in right there. Most notably remember these from the Nickelodeon game show Legends of the Hidden Temple. This was always one of the prizes on Legends of the Hidden Temple, Ratchet Tech, and they'd play like a short little clip of the commercial on there where it's the kids in the street like ratcheting them down. The old woman's out of her window and was like, turn it down out there. And I know, I'm going to turn my shoes up, Grandma. You cannot stop me.
Sorry, Grandma. I'm doing kids too.
So I remember seeing those on the commercials and so badly wanting a pair of these, but I don't think I ever got them. When you're a kid, you get like a pair, maybe two for back to school. And it's like, those are going to last you. And I don't care what else is coming out during the year, you know?
They better. I don't even remember what it was. But I mean, yeah, my parents were like, you're going to dust these things. We're just getting you whatever's in the middle of the mall. Can't even find these. Not even on resale.
Woo.
Let me tell you what. If you got a pair of these.
I mean.
Wow.
You're talking a shoe that's at least. What will we call it? Like 23 years old. If I'm trying to like age myself of when I would have been seeing this on TV, at least 20, 25 feels too long. Maybe, I don't know, but you know, so yeah, the fact that there's none of these floating around secondhand to purchase does not surprise me too much.
Yeah. I remember watching it and wanting them to do like the Hidden Temple game show and this to do a collab where like it was like a hand or like skeleton fingers that were coming off it.
Whoa. Or Olmec, the talking rock.
Yeah, something, you know.
Real quick for you, Legends of the Hidden Temple, do you have a favorite team, and do you have a favorite room from the temple at the end? I'll buy you some time if you don't. Favorite team, Silver Monkeys? The monkeys weren't. I'm thinking the shrine of the Silver Monkey where you had to put it together in the three pieces.
Yeah, I don't remember. Was the team also the
Silver Monkeys?
I think there was an orange team, and I think I was really into that one.
I'll look up the teams. By chance, do you have the inflation calculation of $60? Oh, but we don't know what year these came out. Just give me a 1995, maybe, or a 1998, you know?
There you go. Of course, whenever you just Google inflation calculator, it's there. It's there. So let's see. Silver we'll do January 95. There you go. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, so what? We got $60.
Yeah.
Calculating. $122.03. So
can you imagine $60 at the time was a lot to ask your parents for, considering like you'd go to Walmart or Payless and get shoes for like $20, maybe. $60 was like a lot, but $120, no shot my parents are buying them.
Yeah, so I did August of 95 just to see back to school time.
Yeah, they did go to promo.
Did go down in price.
Oh,
now $119.96. So
$119.99,
probably more of what you would see in actual.
Yeah.
So still double. Still
okay. Still double.
Oof. Big oof.
Can I ask, where did we land on your Legends of the Hidden Temple teams? And I can read you the six teams if you need.
Yeah, go ahead and read them out to me.
Blue Barracudas, Green Monkeys. I'm waiting to see the one that like gets your aha moment. Blue Barracudas, Green Monkeys, Orange Iguanas, Purple Parrots.
The Orange Iguanas.
Red Jaguars, Silver Snakes.
I remember not liking the Red Jaguars because I feel like it was always the Red Jaguars and the Silver Snakes that were always the winners.
Here's the thing. If you go back and watch a lot of the replays of the old episodes, which we did, I guess, a couple of years ago, Orange Iguanas almost always qualified to get into like playing the games. Orange Iguanas just like... statistically, I had a weird kick at a point where I wanted to graph Legends of the Hidden Temple data just to see, like, statistically how each team, as you do, as we all go through that phase, everyone has that phase. And I never did, but you know, maybe 1 week, 2 weeks we'll take off from the podcast and I'll come back to you all with the data, the findings.
All right, guys, here's my Excel spread real quick. Yeah, here's exactly. My thesis. Oh my gosh.
So let's answer the question then. If these came out today, let's say they were $120, would you be buying them and wearing them?
Probably not. Just because if I had, I would probably go with like an Instapump over this.
It's funny that you say that. I was thinking if these came out today, it very much seems like something Reebok would be doing. Like just some weird technology that maybe no one actually needs, but like is kind of fun and cool.
And they're like, we got you.
Yeah.
100%. That would be great.
Yeah.
I wish.
Likewise.
Bring them back.
Them. Not for me. Yeah. Bring them back for the kids. Yeah. Do it for the kids. We don't do enough for the kids these days.
Yeah. Go upset some grandmas with your loud shoes.
If you're going to do anything this summer, you know?
If you're doing anything this summer, upset grandmas.
Yeah. Next shoe on our list that we've got here, and these have not gone away.
No.
Heelys, and you know. Ooh. I chose the picture with the flames on the side of it here.
Well, I mean, if you're gonna attract anybody, it's gonna be shoes with flames.
It's gonna be the Guy Fieri collab on Heelys, you know? Yeah. Mm. These are the quickest way to get to Flavortown. You might not know that, but to cruise it on your heels like that.
You might miss your exit.
You might have to take the loop. If you hit the railroad tracks, you've gone too far. You've passed up Flavortown.
Cut a Yui. Oh, man. Now, these. I wanted these so bad when I was a kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I was so jealous of everyone.
Every kid that
had these. I remember, I don't think it was one of my friends, but it was like a friend of a friend. You know, I was at like a birthday party.
Yeah.
And they were wearing these. And I was like, can I please wear your shoes so I can feel the Heelys? And they were like, I remember they looked at me like,
I just want to know what it feels like.
They did look at me like it was weird. Also, I didn't know at the time that you're supposed to pop the wheel out.
When you're not like cruising.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. not just cruising. Walk around all the
time. When you're not cruising, picking up chicks.
Exactly. You know what I mean. Yeah.
So, but he had them in. Like, he's walking around the party in with the heel in. I guess, just in case. You never know.
You never know what a Heely moment is going to present itself, and you'd rather heal yourself before you wreck yourself, you know?
Yeah, there you go.
I was hoping to find it along the way, but you don't always. That's a life lesson for the kids that are watching. You don't always find it, but commit. Stick the landing.
Absolutely. Speaking of sticking the landing, I did not. As soon as I took off, my heels just went way too far back, and I just did the, and then just face planted, and then promptly took them off and gave them back to the kid.
Here you go.
And I was like,
sorry, they're scuffed. There you go.
Not for me.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what I was just thinking about with these? Do you remember they also had the version with the grind plates on the back when they came out with it? So you could ride and kick up sparks while you did it. Talk about like, having
I wasn't
to keep
smoking
the women
cigarettes
off,
that young.
Talking about having to beat the women off you with a stick if you had the grind plates. And so I was like 90% sure it was Heelys, but I wasn't 100% sure. So I wanted to look it up to make sure it was a thing. It was a thing. I do remember correctly. Uh-huh. And not only was it a thing, if you want to go to the Heelys website for the grind plate Heelys, they have the petition form. They have the petition form to bring back the grind plates. Yeah. And it's here's what I like about it. Here's what I love about like Heelys democracy in general. There's not only the option for yes to bring them back. You could vote no. You could say I took the time out of my day to go to the Heelys website to let you know, do not bring back the grind plates. I lost my father in a grind plate accident. This would be traumatic for me. Please do not bring back the grind plates.
They are a danger to the society. Yeah. Wow. That is fantastic. No, I did not know they had a heel plate. That is hilarious.
Yeah.
So
look, I can show you real quick.
Oh, yes.
I don't know about.
Okay. Hold on.
We're not going to get flagged. We're not going to get demonetized. We'd have to be monetized in the first place to get demonetized. But, you know.
True.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Hold on.
Sorry. I didn't catch
the sponge.
Yo, hold on. Hang on. See, he's looking. What are these?
The image underneath the one you clicked on, just that YouTube, like, clip. I mean, Oh man, Healy cat, like a Hellcat, like the car.
He's on the way to FYB, if you know what I'm talking about here. He is on the way.
I just can picture a GameStop behind him.
Tail Devil. Tail Devil's wow. right there. Yeah. Do yeah, they you... had... these.
Wow.
Oh, these are Heelys. Wow.
Do you remember soaps?
Oh, that sounds familiar, but no. Tell me about it.
So, it reminds me of Heelys. I think this was before our times. I think this was like a... I mean... I guess it was technically our times, mm-hmm. but we were too young. Where Heelys was like, what, early 2000s?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Soaps were, I think, like a big thing in the 90s. It was basically a regular shoe, but it was a plate that went like in the middle of the shoe, and it was to grind.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, yes, yes. You could do like rails and stuff like that.
Yeah. So it was just regular shoes.
Yes.
And you would just run and then jump on a rail, and you would just, I guess in the sense of like rollerblades, but they were just... tennis shoes. And yeah. Heelys reminded me of that. Both, like when I was little, I thought was so cool. Like, I would be on YouTube watching soap and Heely compilations just because I thought.
Top 20 Heely tricks?
It's all 360s.
It's all, there's no other move.
That or they just jump and like tap their heels. You know what I mean? The trick, it's very little a trick little, you can
it's
do.
It's a limited range. It's a limited range. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And here's the thing. You don't even have to do an inflation calculator. You can buy Heelys That's now true. For like $70. So like,
wow.
Inflation has not touched Heelys.
The only market immune to inflation. Listen, stonks listeners out there, buy. You got to buy. You got to get in on Heelys right now.
Yo, this I'm looking at Heelys. This is not a Heelys ad, but I'm looking at it now. It's called the Pro 20 Drips. And the midsole is white. Okay. And, like, the whole shoe is black, but it looks like black paint. So, it looks like the top of the shoe is dripping onto the midsole. It looks super cool. Yeah.
Hmm.
Just as cool as when I was dead.
I love the so many segues and avenues that Heelys have brought us down from, you know, the sparks to financial advice to the stock the stock price of Heelys. This is like when they shorted GameStop, but you heard it here first on Shoe Podcast. We're all buying Heelys stock.
Bye.
I guess I don't even have to ask about them bringing it back because it is out, but
it's back.
Is there any world in which today you would buy a pair of Heelys?
I know that I could not do it. So
just because the coordination, you think?
I have absolutely no coordination, so I couldn't. But like I said, looking on the website, I'm like, okay, they're actually summer. Pretty I'm gonna cool. put, I think you get a Supreme collab on this that flies off.
It could take off. It could take off. I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. Agree. 20 minutes into our episode, I'm changing course here. I'm adding a new element to it. Would you buy it? But then I will also ask you, would you buy these for your son? There's a better episode.
For sure. Okay. Sure.
British Knights Ratchtech?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Boogie comes to me and is saying, I want British Knights Ratchtech.
I'm like, first off, how's your speech so advanced for your age? Secondly, yes.
You're two.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, bring me the catalog. I'll order it off of Sears.
Me in my head, I'm like, I've added a whole new element that's going to make this episode exciting. Tanner in his head is like, yes to every shoe. We don't have to ask me anymore. I will get him any of these shoes just to live through him vicariously.
I'll pre-answer all of them.
I wouldn't be buying and wearing these. The last time I saw anyone near my age wearing these was when we were in college. And for those of you that know us, the college that we went to, there's a... there's one of the buildings there that has four stories to it. No elevator. Oh. Four flights of stairs you might have. And you might have a class before it that's like, you know, on the other side of campus. And in 20 minutes, you have to get from that side to the fourth floor. I saw a guy who would wear Heelys and just cruise. And you'd be like, you know, your gut reaction would be like, that's so silly. Grown man wearing Heelys. But then you'd be looking at him flying past you while you're working off a sweat. And you'd be like, he's on to something. Not so silly looking.
Big brain status.
Mm-hmm.
Dang. Yeah, Heelys were... That was a moment. I'm glad they're still around.
If you're looking for a way to put some wheels on your feet, but the coordination might not be for you, might I introduce you to our next one here? Ooh. The Dada Spinners. The Dada Spinners right there. You take your step. Mm. These go spinning round and round. And they don't stop. They don't ever stop. Legend has it they're still spinning to this day.
Legends. I still don't know if the shoe was a joke or not. I'll be honest.
I still don't know if this shoe was a fever dream or not. Like when I was looking, I was like, I feel like I remember these, and I maybe saw like one kid ever that had them, you know, but like
I did not never see them. Saw these in person.
Yeah. I can't remember much of seeing them. Like I don't have a standout moment. That's why I'm like, did I fever dream these? But yeah, they were a thing and they might still be a thing. I thought I'd read that there was some petition to bring them back. As with all of these, you know, but
I can only find them to be sold on eBay. And let me tell you what, Ryan, the prices are wild.
Yeah.
I mean, let me tell you what, if you've got a pristine pair, $600, $779,
dead stock,
$871. Rare Dada Supreme Spree Spinner. It's the blue and white pair with both spinners work, men's size 12.
I love that clarification. Both spinners work.
All yeah, capital. I did. So you know it's.
I did a quick Google search to try and see if I could find the article on them coming back. And one of the articles I found, they made a Sneaker Freaker article in 2019. Seven of the nastiest sneakers to ever set foot in the NBA.
But like the disrespect of
using the word, yeah, nastiest.
Nasty. The pricing is wildly like it as low as $650, as high as almost $900. So inflation is real, hype is real, rarity is real. I don't know.
Can confirm, at least back in 2017, 2018, there were talks about these being retroed and coming back. I don't know if anything ever came of that, but...
We were there.
Wow. But, yeah, but there were talks.
I'm assuming from these prices, they did not.
Yeah, true, if they're going for that much. So let me see.
They're all rare.
I'll scan real quick and see if I can find any mention of how much these retailed for at the time. Because, I mean, we have the price now, the resale price, but to know,
yeah,
you know,
how much did you have to fork up?
Yeah. What's the inflation here? Let's see. Oh, man. A better podcast would have done the research ahead of time, but a good podcast would do it in front of you because it makes for, I wouldn't say great content, but it makes for content, you know?
It's more realistic content.
There you go.
It's like you're here with us.
You're here with us making the episode.
I feel like I never saw anybody, like, I don't know, talking about these, like, hype-wise. I feel like I always just saw or, like, watch videos of people being like, do you remember how silly this was? Like, that's all I can remember about this shoe. And I don't know what year these came out, but I would say within the last 10 years I knew of this shoe.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not something I knew of, I guess.
As a kid?
A lot, yeah.
Yeah, that's why it all seems like one big blur to me, because I'm like, I don't remember if and when these came into my life, but like, it's one of those things where it's like the S. No one knows how we all know how to draw the S, but we just do. This is like one of those things that's like, you know, this got programmed in our brain at some point. We all know about this thing, but none of us can really pinpoint when and where.
How did we get there?
We got put up on this. Okay, boy, this is one. Though. Probably a pretty clear no for both of us, but what about Boog? You putting your son in these?
I mean, I don't know. Probably not. Probably not.
Does he call you Dada? Now that's a more important question.
If he does, it makes me think about it, but I still think I say no, just because.
son, now, that is cute. That is adorable. No.
No. Now, if he's like, I'm playing basketball and we've got like a tournament and I just want to be silly, then maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. But I'm like, I feel like there's other shoes that we could buy.
Dad, you got to hear me out. I might not even make it off the bench. I gotta have something to me here.
I gotta have something. If he's got my coordination, he ain't making it off the bench. Cannot dribble with the left hand. So.
He ain't cruising on the Heelys and he ain't getting off the bench.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Sorry, buddy.
Sorry. You get it from this side.
Big oof.
Yeah, this next one that we have on the list, I think this is one that neither of us really remember being a thing. Yes. But when I was looking up shoes from our childhood to try and put together for this list, this one came up. So this was a thing, I guess, with Clarks and maybe a brand called Asda, where there were toys in the heel of the shoe but the insole had like a little latch or like a little trap door where you could open it and take the toy out. So it wasn't necessarily. Okay. This does make me think of if you had it when you were a kid, like the bars of soap that would have like a toy inside of them.
That, you know? Very, yes, yes.
So it's not like quite like that to where it's like, oh, I just look at it. Cool. No, it's, you could take it out and play with it, but at the same time, it's like, look, like a little Spider-Man figure. Like, can you imagine being the kid in the middle of class, takes his shoe off, and is like, check under the trap. Oh, look who's in the basement, Tobey Maguire. Oh. And you, just in the middle of math class, yeah, put it back in. Put it back in.
If anything, let me tell you what, make these in adult sizes, and you've got a whole next level of drug dealing.
That, well, you know, what is the skunk stash pocket, if not the elevated version, the adult version of this? You have like, you know, like the wow. Starbucks refresher is adult Capri Sun. The stash pocket is just adult Clark shoe.
Dang, called out.
I did the quick Google search here. So if you want to see it, this is what I was talking about. Like, look, this will show you which this doll looks like it's been to war. This doll looks like it's been in the bottom of your shoe, like the stank laid on this to rest. Doll. Can you imagine? Yeah, it kind of does look a little bit like burial, like a little coffin-ish. Yeah. Sorry, open Polly Pocket. Tomb. The Tomb Raider.
Ooh.
Yeah, this one looks rough because it just looks like so like loose and floating in there. But like, here's one. Like, they must still make these because here's a Frozen one.
I mean, I don't know the euro to US conversion, but
there's Batman.
only 9 pounds. Oh,
maybe that's why we're not so familiar with them. Look, a little like toy in the soul. Maybe this is more of like a European thing, you know, and that's why
that,
we're not.
That so... was the Europeans' way to get around the US patent of Heelys. They just like put a car,
put the toy in the soul. You got the Wheels Kinder Ball with the toy inside. You guys don't like that? Here's the shoe with the toy inside. We can put a toy inside anything. I don't know why my European is so Brooklyn. You know? Hey, we're going to put a toy inside it.
Hey.
Hey.
And then you will literally forget about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that picture is so just.
I'm sorry. That was an A-plus joke, and it took me a second to get it, but that does not take away from the goodness of that joke. I want you to know. Credit where credit's due. Yeah.
I mean, you get a free toy, buy a toy, get a free pair of shoes.
As an adult, I would buy a pair of these, but like, essentially, if Nike just did like the stash heel instead of the stash pocket, but it was the full trap door, I think that'd be fun. I'd buy a pair
full
of
trap
them.
Door is fun.
I would buy
full
a trap pair door of them. Is fun. Yeah. 100%. No translucent outsole though. I don't want anyone to see what I have in there. I don't want anyone to know I have anything in there. But just a little. Whoop.
I don't know. That's kind of I guess
the appeal
it does.
Is showing it off. I guess it depends what you put down there.
And really, it's on the bottom of the shoe. So it's like a victim is seeing what you've stashed because you're stomping on them. So
the only time anyone sees it is, a victim or the ants, you know?
Yeah.
Can you imagine being an ant that's last thing you see? What is that? Weed? Wham!
No, you put the queen in the stash pocket. It's real messed up, but
I don't know, like the ethical implications there.
You're breaking some Geneva laws for sure. Yeah.
That's like, man, that's like the sad alternate ending to A Bug's Life or something like that.
Jeez.
Yeah. What about you? So you want a pair of these? You want a pair of the bug stompers?
No, I definitely. I mean, I guess if it would be like, hey, here's the next, you know, kind of Jordan, and we just put a stash in it, I'd be like, all right, that's cool,
little
I trap guess.
Door? Yeah, why not?
A little trap door. I can't imagine it being comfortable because, like, it's just like a big cutout of.
It's a big cutout of just like hard plastic. Yeah, not too much cushioning there, I don't imagine.
I guess they're like, who cares about kids and their spinal alignment?
That's their problem when they grow up, not when they're a kid.
It just looks like it's on one shoe. Like your left shoe gets all the cushion and one doesn't. I don't know. Being said, I'd buy these for Jules for sure.
Would you buy these to sneak alcohol into a concert where you can't bring your own drinks? Like, would you hit the shoey in the middle of the show?
Absolutely. Yeah, that I would do.
No sealed container. I mean, just loose. Just loose liquid in the bottom of your shoe.
Just pour liquid. You open the trap door, you pour the shot in the trap door, and you close it.
But you got to, you got to shoot it out of the shoe, though. That's chewy.
Yeah. Ooh, or what if you put water in there and you get the little sea monkey packet and you put the sea monkeys in there?
That's torture. I think that's animal cruelty, actually.
I guess if you think about it, just the sea monkeys in general.
If you think about it too much, yeah, it's probably not
good. Are they conscious? Is it just bacteria?
Stay tuned on the next episode. We'll let you know. We'll get back to you on that.
We'll Google ethics of sea monkeys.
Just some very interesting sounds coming from outside the door. I apologize about that.
Okay.
Speaking of interesting, probably the most interesting one on the list here.
Oh,
the
yes.
Bionicle by Nike crossover. Now, granted, I can't read whatever language this is, so I can't tell you too much about them from the screenshot that I've got here. But this is absolutely one that I do not remember seeing from my childhood. And maybe it's because I did not have friends that were cool enough to be wearing these.
Again, do not know these.
But big Bionicle guy. Build in the Bionicles just didn't have the shoes.
The original Bionicles? Absolutely.
And I don't know.
Ones. Those were cool.
Yeah, I don't know if it was when we were living together, but at some point in what I will call my college or post-college life, I bought a set of all six of the original ones from a Goodwill. I don't remember if that's when we were living together or not.
Well, it was.
I might have had. Okay, I had them in the living room.
Yes, absolutely. Okay,
fair enough. For a little context for anyone out there listening that didn't know, our living room had three CRT TVs, Bionicles. We had a shelf that we put VHS on. We had like a unicorn head on the wall. It was a vibe. You had to be there.
It was what you would expect from two 20-year-olds.
Enough likes, we'll drop a picture in the chat, or we'll post it on the IG or something like that. Take you all back with us.
Hit the Discord. It'll be there.
There you go. That's Discord-only content. Join the Discord if you want to see it.
I mean, the cool thing about these is, one, obviously it's crazy that you had to buy multiple shoes, but you could mix and match. Like, you could take the mask off
of one, which and is put very it on cool. the other.
Again, I don't know why you would buy multiple, because it's not like the shoes. Maybe the, looks like the heel, the cage around the heel.
Yeah, you got a gold one here, and then this one's kind of more of a, maybe even more like olive drab, and this one's more like straight up gray, but yeah, you got options here, man.
I mean, that red with the silver cage does go pretty hard.
This is something. This is a vibe right here. Now, before anything else, I will go ahead and tell you, would 1,000% buy these in my size if I could find them. And I have the eBay save search set up to find them. So
to find them.
I've been tracking it for a minute now. And let me tell you what, they do not pop up. This is the one listing that's up right now, which is just for the toe cap. So if you're missing the blue one, you could get it.
There you go.
For $55, I have no idea how much the actual shoe is going to be listed for if it ever pops up, but
wow,
man, what a vibe, you know?
This, I
look at the box. I don't know. If they had the box too, come on.
I feel like in my head, they came in the capsule. I don't know why in my head they came in the capsule.
You might be Mandela affecting yourself, but it certainly looks like they came in just like a box. I shouldn't say just a box when. Yeah, look at how good this box is. This is not just a box. Hang on. Oh, that's too zoomed. Somewhere in between. Wait, I'm zooming out, but it's getting bigger? I don't understand the internet.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
I don't understand the internet part, not the...
Okay.
Hey, there you go.
Look at that. This is available in 6 powers. 6... Oh, that's just saying it in a different language, I think. Clip them on and go. Yeah, it's saying it in French as well. So
yeah, the white one was my favorite just because it looked like he had that cool like zoom eye or something like that.
Yeah, and he had like the big sword too.
Yeah, because they were skis. They were his skis. Oh, his take off
skis. You're right. They were. I was going to say he was on his shield as a sled, but no, he was on skis. You're right.
Yeah, and then the blue one was cool because you had the two. He was the water one. You had the two hooks.
He had the hooks. Okay, can we name them all?
No.
The brown one had the feet that kicked. The red one had like flame swords. I should go grab them all.
He was the go-to.
He was like the standard. He was like the default character, you know?
Yeah. The green red is one, always the leader. Interesting.
The black one had claws.
Oh, he had the three claws. The three claws, yeah.
And the green one maybe had blades or something like that.
I think I had the black, white, and blue one.
There he goes, pulling up all of his tabs again. Oh, well.
Jesus.
He'll blur it out in post once again.
I can't see it.
Green one had an axe.
Okay. So
I can get this to you a little. Yeah. Flame sword. We were good on most of them. The kicks.
Yeah.
The two swords, the hooks, the three claws. Green one had an axe. That's what it was.
Axe. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
OG Bionicles. So cool.
So would you wear them?
Maybe.
Yeah. To be fair, I mean, I could see myself wearing them out without, like, the mask on them. Like, that's still, you know, that's a wearable. It looks a little techie. With the mask on, it's definitely like you want some people to know what you're wearing. Without without it's like, it looks like this could be like the latest like ambush collaboration, you know, or like undercover or something like that.
Undercover for sure. Like that doesn't look bad. Like the white cage, the silver cage. I think it looks good.
But I think certainly would want it just more as like a collector's piece, especially if I could find one with a box. That'd be insane.
Yeah. I think box would be a cool display.
Okay.
Boogie don't get a pair though.
Yeah. Sorry. Hey, only 90s kids. He's not old enough to remember this.
Sorry.
I can't help that you weren't born sooner. Well, I guess you could have. Oh, well. Not in the 90s. Not in the 90s. That's out of your control.
Not in the 90s. Your Nickelodeon's not my Nickelodeon.
I'm built different. Speaking of 90s, the last shoe that we have on our list, which some of you might get upset that it's not a shoe, but it is because it's in the name. Moon shoes. The one shoe from our list that I remember having was moon shoes. Now, granted, my pair,
were
purple, because I think that's what the original design was, purple with like black or green straps on them. And you'd clop around the house for 5 seconds before your mom would be like, take it outside right now.
But and I didn't care.
But then I'd go outside and I'd do it, you know, and jump both at once. And you just step alternate foots there. Moon shoes.
So,
what a vibe.
I had so much fun in these. Me and my sister, I think one Christmas maybe, we both got a pair and did everything. And like you said, they were an outside shoe.
Yeah.
This was an outside toy.
You could see them right here. You got to touch grass in these.
Oh, it was so much fun. I remember the pain that I felt when like I got too heavy for them.
Or your foot got too big? Yeah.
And then when you'd go to take a step, your foot just went all the way to the ground.
That's what I was.
That or the bands just got too loose. I don't know. Yeah. Either way, I just remember being like, "Darn,
summer's over." I guess
had to give
all things must come love to an end.
Summer loving.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking when I was starting to think in my head, like, would I wear these today? But I probably would sink to the ground if I put these on today. Make adult moon shoes. Make, you know, that's my petition. If Heelys can petition on their website to bring back the grind plate, moon shoes can petition to make an adult version of it.
And look, here's what I'm saying.
Free idea.
No kid has stepped on the moon. It's only been adults.
That we know of. Allegedly. Allegedly.
Dang.
It's only been adults.
Unseal the documents, you coward.
You told us about the aliens and the UFO. Tell us about kids on the moon right now.
Tell us about them.
Tell us about kids on the moon right now. Yeah.
If I can't FaceTime E.T., you better show me that elementary school on the moon.
I want that to be the new conspiracy theory that there were kids on the moon. They said
they're still there.
Oh, that's
the dark side of the moon.
That's why they're covering it up, because they left the kids behind. Yeah.
The dark side of the moon is just a functioning elementary school.
The dark side of the moon is a Chuck E. Cheese. You heard it here first.
It's a self-contained perfect elementary school.
Every kid's bop that has ever come out has been recorded live from the moon, I'm telling you right now.
That's why you can't capture their audio. Exactly. It's transmitted from the moon. Wow.
Kids on the moon is my new favorite bit. I just want to let you know that right now. We've done a lot of jokes, and this has only been a one episode bit, but I want Kids on the Moon to continue for the rest of the life of this podcast.
Kids see ghosts? No. Kids on the moon.
Kids on the moon.
Bless.
What are they doing up there? I don't know. Having recess? What do kids do?
That's why we got to send Elon up there, man. We got to figure out what these dang kids are doing.
That's why we built the Curiosity rover, but we overshot it. We go in all the way to Mars.
Whoops. No, on its way to Mars, it took pictures of the dark side.
We got all the adults stuck here on Earth. There's robots on Mars and kids on the moon. Everyone's all mixed up. Everyone's doing their own thing.
No one likes you when you're 23.
We don't sit down for dinner together anymore. Everyone's doing their own thing. All the kids are on the moon. Bring them back. Bring back the kids.
That should be the next campaign. I'm voting for whoever. That's their campaign.
Bring whatever, the kids back. Whatever presidential candidate lobbies the hardest to bring the kids back from the moon, you have our vote. We'll endorse you here on the podcast.
100%. That's all you got to do. You just got to come out and say, the kids are on the moon. Let's bring them back. Darn it.
You just have to openly and publicly admit that there are kids on the moon, but we're working to bring them back. That's all we're asking for.
So here was the space race. It actually was who could send the first sixth graders.
No, no, no.
Full class.
Who was first on the moon? They didn't say how old you had to be. And the thing about kids, they weigh less than adults. The rocket goes faster. We beat them faster. By an inch. They were less right behind fuel. Us. Yeah, less fat. It takes less
fuel. Back in the day, our kids were fit as a fiddle. Now these fat American kids.
That's what the presidential fitness test is for. They're testing the kids to send them to the moon. Wake up, sheeple. That's what this whole thing has been about.
We are unraveling this conspiracy theory.
By now, if the podcast has gone dark, you know why. We learned what we weren't supposed to. We found out too much.
We got blacklisted by the FBI.
That's for sure got to be a future opening. The Only Secret Podcast blacklisted by the FBI. If all goes well, we remember this bit. The Only Secret Podcast campaigning to bring kids back from the moon.
There you go. We're the only ones talking about it. Why is no one talking
the
about it?
The only ones afraid to uncover that truth. No, not afraid exactly. to uncover that truth.
It may sound weird that you're hearing it from us, but what's weirder is you haven't heard it from anyone else.
That no one else is talking about it, exactly.
Sorry, we care about kids.
To. We're not afraid to.
On the lunar
guilty
rock.
Guilty.
Sorry.
Sorry. Sorry.
Not saying it. Sorry.
Sorry. They can't even play golf up there because there's no gravity.
It just, why are kids playing golf of all the...
We don't know what they're doing. They're on the dark side. That's why we don't know. They might be playing golf. Square. They might not.
Trevor tries to cherry bomb. It just takes off. Now everyone's
we only
mad
have
at
one
Trevor.
Ball, Trevor.
Could you imagine being a timeout on the dark side of the moon? How lonely is that? It's already lonely enough.
It's the loneliest timeout. Yeah.
It's so
go cold. Sit in the corner. There's no corner. It's a moon.
It's a sphere.
Walk
until you find one.
The Only Sneaker Podcast to talk about sneakers for 20 minutes and kids on the moon for 20 minutes.
Another 20 minutes. Yeah. We're contractually obligated to hit 45 minutes an episode. So
if Old Navy won't sponsor us and Target won't sponsor us, we're going to have to take matters into our own hand and talk about kids on the moon, okay? Sorry.
We're getting lunar currency. Sorry.
I'm so mad I already made the thumbnail for this episode, because if not, it would 1000% be the Kids on the Moon episode. Okay, listen, here we go. Thanks for watching another episode of Shoe Podcast. You can catch us online at ShoePodcast.com. You can also find us on Instagram at Shoe Podcast. Likewise, you can find us on TikTok at Shoe Podcast. Spoiler, most of these are going to be at Shoe Podcast. If you're not already watching it, you can watch it on YouTube at youtube.com/@ShoePodcast. And lastly, if you want to support our show and our campaign and mission to bring kids back from the moon, you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/ShoePodcast for $2 a month. You might think that's not enough money to bring kids back from the moon, but it's cheaper than you think, I promise you.
They're so light.
They weigh so much less than adults.
It's less fuel that we have to buy. It makes the most sense. The spaceship doesn't have to be as heavy, too.
Exactly.
You're saving money if you think about it.
It's a real bargain. It's a real bargain of a cause to get behind. I'll tell you that right now.
There you go. Come on. $2.
We've already talked about a really good cause, but before we go, Tanner, is there anything you want to close with?
Spend your money. Don't let the banks keep it.
Okay. Okay. That's what we got. Thanks, everyone, for checking out another episode of Shoe Podcast and whatever that was at the end there. I'm your co-host, Ryan Landry.
I'm your co-host, Tanner Young.
One more time, bring back our kids. Bring them back from that moon.
Please.